Welcome to this edition of the God is Your Life broadcast. This is Reverend Mark Slay inviting you to join me for the next few minutes as we get into the Word of God. Deuteronomy 30:20 tells us to love the Lord your God, obey His voice, and to hold tight to Him, for this is your life. I'll be back in a few minutes, but for now, let's listen as I teach from the Word. Why would James tell us if you resist him, he'll flee? The problem is people really don't resist him. You that have had problems with anything in the past and have overcome them now, you found out that he does flee if you'll resist him. Pastor Mark, I'm resisting him, but he's not fleeing. Now, what are you asking me to believe, you or James 4:7? I have my answer. I'm going to believe the James 4:7. I'm going to believe what the Lord said. I've given you authority and power. He gives us both to resist the devil. And if you could not do that, there's nothing that you could do to stop him. He'd just overrun your whole life. How many know if Satan could just do what he wanted to you today, how many know he'd have us tangled up, wrapped up, and packaged for hell for eternity if he could just do anything he wanted to? He can't. That's the whole problem. Only on the ones that are simple and can't understand how things work. He'll wrap you up. He'll tie you up, but he doesn't have the authority to do it. If you club a police officer in the head, you don't have the authority to do it. You might do it because he didn't follow procedure and was stupid or something. But if you club him in the head, you don't have the authority to do that, but you might get it done anyway without the authority. Did you see that? So he's telling you, I've given you authority over the devil and over all the power of the enemy. And then he says at this time he rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit, because that's where the power comes from, is the Holy Ghost. Do I have the Holy Spirit? Well, I don't know. Do you have Jesus? If you have Jesus, then you have the Holy Spirit. If you don't have Jesus, you don't have the Holy Spirit. So he said, I rejoice greatly, Father. I praise you, Lord of heaven and earth, that you've hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Do you see why you've got to become like a little child to get the things of the kingdom of God? Do you see why you can't try to maintain your posture of an adult? Yes, yes, I'm a big shot. I know pretty much. Jesus said, God, you've hidden these things from those that think they are so smart and just revealed them to the ones that say, God, please help me. Please help me. That's the ones he shows it to. The ones that always have to impress people and keep up the big front, and I'm a big shot, and you know, I can't never humble myself before God. Those are the ones that are locked out of the truth of this. Go to your left to Matthew's Gospel, the 28th chapter. This is where the Lord's about to ascend to heaven. This is Matthew's record of it. We'll look at Mark's record. You're pretty familiar with it. But in Matthew's record, the 28th chapter, Jesus is about to go up into heaven. But just before he does, he says some very important words to his disciples. Verse 17, it says, when they saw him, that is Jesus, raised from the dead, they worshiped him. But some were doubtful. And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Now look at that. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority. All authority. No other authority higher than him. All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Now notice the next words. Go therefore. Go therefore. Well, what have we got to do with your authority, Lord? I mean, what have we got to do with that? All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth. So, okay, now go therefore. Well, doesn't that imply he's given it to us? Or at least he's going to back us in our endeavors? Go therefore. Well, that's his authority being granted to us, isn't it? Now notice, we haven't gone very far in this. We've only looked at what? Genesis, a few Psalms, and here we are in Matthew and Luke, and we already see that the authority on the earth is ours. All authority in heaven and earth has been granted unto me. Go, therefore, and do what? Well, one thing is make disciples of people. Get people saved. Get people to come in to know what the devil has obscured from them their whole life. Make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Making disciples of all nations. You know, I pointed out there that the Greek word there means ethnic groups. It's ethnos in the Greek. It just means ethnic groups. Go into all the nations, all the ethnic groups. Go to Mark 16. Go to all the ethnic groups. That's all the world or the nations. And make disciples of every nation. What's he saying? Is he saying that every ethnic group will be saved? No. No, not all Italians are going to be saved. Not all Jews are going to be saved. Not all the Irish are going to be saved. Not all the Africans are going to be saved. Not all the Lebanese are going to be saved. Not all the Saudi Arabians are going to be saved. No, he's just saying go in there and in all these different and varied ethnic groups, go out and get a people for me and bring them to me. That's what he wants. Now, Mark's gospel, the 16th chapter, is the account Jesus gives before Mark's account of going up into heaven. Right before Jesus goes up, he gives them instructions. He says in verse 15, and he said to them, go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized will be saved, but he who has not believed or disbelieved will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who have believed. In my name, now notice, these signs will accompany the apostles. Does it say that? How many of you, your Bible says these signs will accompany the apostle? No, it doesn't say that, does it? These signs will accompany Pastor Mark. No, it didn't say that either, did it? These signs will accompany the preachers and the pastors and the evangelists and the teachers. No, it didn't say that either. So these signs will accompany those who believe me. And really, the Greek just says the believing ones. It says, in my name, what's the first one he said? They'll cast out demons. They'll cast out demons. Now, how many of you think of yourself as casting out demons? Did you know you sitting there today, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, do you know you have the authority to cast out demons? Some people think, I just couldn't imagine myself casting out a demon. Well, you better start, because I guarantee you they're going to come around your house. And you don't necessarily have to cast them out of anybody walking down the street, but you're sure going to have to cast them out of your house. You know, he'll try to weasel his way in all kinds of different ways, but you got to give him the boot. In your house, you have to. And in your life. In fact, I can't. You know, I get people, we lay hands on people, Pastor Robin and I will lay hands on people and we'll set them free. I remember one person just telling me recently, boy, how the power of God hit them and they just absolutely were set free. But you know, after they walk out of here, I can't do anything else for them because they're going to go home and Satan will be there waiting on them. Well, actually, he'll be following them home in the car. And he's going to try to get them right back into the same stuff he's always got them right back into. And only they can say no. And if they don't say no, then there's nothing I can do. And I can repeat the process 100 times. But it won't make any difference. There'll be no lasting results. It'll only be temporary until they learn to stand against the devil themselves and to say no themselves. How many know it takes authority on the inside to say no and mean it? Just tell your kids, say no to drugs. The problem is most of them say no with their lips, but inside they're thinking, yeah, I want drugs, I want drugs. They got to learn to say no from in here and mean it and put their hand up in the face of the devil and not be weak. Say, oh, you know, that's really tempting me. Why? It's a pill. Hello? It's a pill. And it's going to dominate your life? It's weed. And it's going to control your life? It's like walking out and pulling grass and say, this is controlling me. It's going to dominate you. You're going to let something that grows out of the dirt dominate your life. When you pull the mask off of what it is, what is it? It's nothing. It's a vapor. It's just something Satan uses. It's just one toy. But they have to say no. And Satan knows whether you mean it inside. And that's really all he's looking at. You know, charismatics and full gospel people, they've learned all the lingo. They got all the jargon down. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You might as well be saying abracadabra, 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 abracadabra. I'm not going to make any difference because Satan is looking right past all those words, right into your heart to see whether you mean it. And if you mean it, then there's nothing for him to play with. Then he just goes. That's why it says, resist him and he will flee. Don't resist him. And let's see, that means he stays. Oh yeah, that's right, that's right. He stays. And you know how long he'll stay? Somebody said, how long will he stay? Until he's positive that you're not going to yield. And then he'll go. Only for a time. Then he'll come back around again and say, now, did you mean that a month ago? And if you're like, well, I did back then, but I just don't know right now. He knows all the words that are said in here, right in here. He knows all the words that are said. He knows all, if there's an affection for that on the inside, he'll grab it and pull you. Did you get what I just said? If there's an affection for it on the inside, he'll grab you. So he said, you will cast out devils. You will cast out demons. Now, go over to 1 Peter. Now, we looked at Matthew. We looked at Mark. Now, what would Peter have to say? I wonder if Peter will say anything like what the others have said, or would they be in confusion? Would Peter say something different than what Jesus said? 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, 5th verse. You younger men, likewise, be subject to your elders, and all of you, not just the young ones, but the old ones too, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another. For God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Grace means unmerited favor, just ability and help. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you at the proper time. See, that's his intent. Notice over and over the theme of the Bible is to have you exalted. You got to do some things for it to happen. But if you'll humble yourself and do what he asks you to do, then he will exalt you. That's his intent. That's his purpose. He'll exalt you, casting all your anxiety on him, the cares of the world, pressing in on people, trying to strangulate them. It's not really a word, but I just want to say it. Strangulate them. Is strangulate a word? I guess maybe it is a word. I don't know. Strangle is what I guess you're supposed to say, but strangulate. Smother Kate. The cares of life, pressing in, trying to smother you. But see, you got to push that off of you. You got to, by your own volition, your own will, decide that you're going to believe what the word says. You're going to trust the Lord. Notice that. Casting all your anxiety, all your cares upon him because he cares for you. You know, the Greek there literally says it matters to him concerning you. You know, in that verse that says that God numbers the very hairs of your head, do you know what that means? It doesn't just mean he has a sum count.
Just to trust his cleansing blood, just and simple faith.
I hope you enjoyed today's message. The title of the message is God's Plan for Man to Reign. If you'd like a copy, you can look us up on the web at mrcstl.org or marksslay.org. That's marksslay.org. Or you can call our office at 314-965-8488. 314-965-8488. Until next time, this is Reverend Mark Slay reminding you that God is your life.